1-0 win against the neighbours Barwell to top off a fine weekend. What's your thoughts on that first, Danny? Or Adam, sorry, Adam.
Yeah, over the moon with them. Just said on there, proud of the efforts. They looked after themselves after Saturday. Just saying, I thought we looked really fit, got around the pitch well. And again, we created loads of chances on Saturday. We scored lots of them. Today, we didn't. But for me, we've got a clean sheet as well, which, again, these games, derby games, are edgy, nervy at times, but I thought thoroughly warranted that clean sheet. And little 1-0. The main things are 3 points on the board for me, whether it's Barwell, anybody. But, you know, they've had a good start to the season, and it was important for us to follow up from Saturday with back-to-back wins and massive win for us in front of a decent crowd as well.
Yeah, definitely. First off, although they had the best chance, we caused them all sorts of problems again. Talani, Danny, they couldn't get near him at times, could they?
No, and again, he's a little bit, his head's down when he's come off, but I ain't worried about that. He'll get his goals. If he works that hard for the team and him with his mate beside him, and we've got Dan Creaney on the bench at the minute who's slotting in as well, we're looking at Anfield and we look like we're going to score goals, and they've supported by the midfield players. Again, Alex Steen and Gooch were tremendous. I mean, we've got Dorley man of the match, but I couldn't pick a man of the match.
Touched one guy there, Alex Steen, scored the goal the last two games. How good has he been?
Well, Alex is one of them. I've had him with me before, and I know what he's good at. And when Alex is enjoying his football, he's a major asset. He's got everything. You know, he's got pace. He can deliver. He can pass the ball, and he's a massive threat. And he's got in that area that we talk about to get his goal. You know, and he can score goals as well as create. So. Fantastic to see him enjoying himself, and like the rest of the lad, you can see what it meant to him today. Put the bodies on the line after, like I said, after conceding four on Saturday. You know, defensively they'd probably be a little bit edgy, but bar a couple of things, I thought they put the bodies on the line. I thought big deal, won all his headers there. Subs have come on again and done a massive job for the team. And it was. You know, I thought a credit to the football club today.
Second half, you mentioned Talani, Ed was down a bit when he came off, but we had a few chances to put the game to bed. Were you worried then going into the last 10 minutes when it was only 1-0, when we should have been out of sight?
Not worried as much, because again, I'm trusting my foot, I'm trusting my players, and I'm trusting the jobs that they've got to do. So I ain't worried. I mean, what I'd be worried about, if a team are completely dominating you and you've not got any sort of foothold in the game, that's when I'll be slightly concerned. But if they put that work rate in, then I'm sorry. I mean, a team could have 15 players. They're working the socks off. And again, I'm going to go and have to pick them up off the pitch.
We mentioned after the Rushall game, when me and Danny did an interview, that we had, including that, we had four home games. That's three wins and a draw, and in all fairness, we should have beat Rushall. You know, that you must be delighted, Adam, that we've already made this a little bit of a fortress, haven't we?
Well, yeah, I mean, I spoke to lads about when I come in, and, you know, I'm massive, and, you know, I don't know how hard we're going to work, and teams don't want to play against us. And we set that tempo and we're at home, and you know, it should be. You know, I don't want anybody coming here and think they've got an easy afternoon, but that goes for away games as well. You know, home or away, you know, all I'm interested in is winning football matches and my team not giving other teams time on the ball. But you know, away from that, we've got good players which can hurt teams, and I think in the games that we've played, the amount of chances that we've created is top drawer. And if you're doing that, you're doing something right. But we can't rest on the laurels. You know, I said to them after Saturday, yeah, it was a great win, and then when he spoke about this game after Saturday.
Yep.
So you can go derby games or whatever it is. I'm not interested in that, you know. So you can get too carried away in the hype and everything else, and you forget what actually you're here for, and that's playing a game of football. And I thought the lads were quality today. Again, just, you know, missed chances.
To win any game against Bart, I mean, a real good side, and Jimmy and Guy's got a way of playing in the system. They've got good players themselves, and to win and to be quite comfortable, given that, say, that Barber probably had the best chance, like we said, but given that it was comfortable 1-0, that's a real testament to our lads. So I can only give our lads credit.
What's the plan now then? We go to St Ives next Saturday. Obviously we're already at Monday, so what's the plan this week, training wise?
Well, we'll travel down tomorrow because it's in Cornwall, isn't it? yeah, we'll have a few days off, and we'll be on Thursday ready for Saturday.